Welcome to Thursday Night Noise number 11, Starstruck. This week we discuss some encounters with celebrities and their often comedic results. Kids, don't try this at home.
Craig.
Yes.
Tell us a story for Christ's sake.
Yes.
Craig, what?
A story of what?
Christmas. No, a story for Christ's sake. Just tell us a story.
I thought you said the story of Christ.
Andy brought it up earlier. No, it's not about Christmas.
All right, go.
Okay, go ahead.
But it was going to be, Andy mentioned that it should be a good podcast story.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was
ridiculous is what it is.
It's a beautiful thing, actually. God. And God damn it, I wish everybody else could have seen
it.
You
can caption it the most unfair thing in the world.
It was the most fair thing ever. My friend Steve and I, while on tour, were doing an appearance at like Much Music, so we had some time to kill in between, you know, showtime and whatever. Go walking up and down Queen Street, you know, big busy thoroughfare area, and we noticed that at one point, like, a bunch of Catholic schoolgirls walking around, like they just got out of school midday. Awesome, wonderful, cool, there they are, great. We get to one end of the street, whatever, and we kind of turn around, come back, and I shit you not, on the corner of the street, there's like a group of them playing Twister in their uniforms and everything.
Catholic schoolgirls in uniform playing Twister on the street.
On the street. It was so wrong. It was right.
So like I told Craig, the first thing I look for is the hidden camera.
That was my first question.
And then
the
second thing I look for is anybody else around me.
Yeah.
My only thing I was watching was them playing Twister.
Yeah, that's just fascinating.
Hidden camera, don't care. Great, yes. I'll be the guy caught on tape staring at hot chicks.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous story.
Now, this was you doing...
Can you say it again, but in a deeper voice?
Yeah.
And slower?
And maybe touch my knee.
Yeah, you Please. Want me to rub your thigh while I do it?
Ew. Yes and no.
Yeah.
Now, but this was... You were in Canada, I take
Canada.
It. Right?
Canada. We had just had two jelly donuts side by each.
You kind of ran into a brick wall for a second.
Brain's a little faded right now. Anyways...
That kind of reminds me, but also it's actually the Canadian connection. Earlier this week, I went to a book signing in Beverly Hills for an author that I like a lot. His name is Douglas Copeland. I met him 5 years ago, but I always remember that as the first and only time I was ever really starstruck.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a book signing for the book that he brought out that year, which was called All Families Are Psychotic. And it came out 2001. He did a book signing at Book Soup, which is also kind of in the Beverly Hills area. And it's a much smaller store. So they actually arranged to do like a reading and like a meet and greet at the Key Club. So I don't know if you guys have ever been there, so you kind of remember that place.
When it was Ghazari's, though.
So he does like a little bit of a reading from the book. And then it's like, you know, if you want to come up and get your book signed. Well, I brought all my books. At that time, I probably had about six books that he'd written. And he was going to sign all of them, and that was cool. And he holds up the it's funny because actually Brent was there too. Brent came up with me for the ride. We stand in line, and Brent has never read anything by this guy. So he's completely, you know, he's not a jerk about it, but he's completely unimpressed by the guy. He's like,
was
oh,
this
you're...
the 5 years ago, or was
this
the
is 5 years ago. Okay. This is 5 years ago. So he's completely unimpressed by the guy, and he's like, hi, how's it going? And then I think Brent actually says, you know, I don't really know any of your stuff. I'm just here to help my friend get his books signed because he was helping me carry them. And Douglas Copeland is very nice. He's kind of a soft-spoken. He's Canadian. He's from Vancouver.
Fuck, so man. What's up with
he's
the Canadians?
He's got that very soft-spoken thing. And he's like, what did you think about the cover of the book? And he holds up the cover of the book. It's very like a evocative photograph because it's interesting. Like, oh, I wonder what's going on. But I am so freaked out that, like, my favorite author in the world just asked me this question about, oh, what do you think about the cover? And he just says it like this very sort of, what do you think about the cover? I'm not quite sure if they got it, you know, and what do you think about it? And I just look at him and go, oh, yeah, she's looking out the window. She's got the curtains. She's opening them. She's looking outside. And he just immediately kind of like looks at Brent and goes, And what do you think? And Brent's like, well, yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, she's looking, but we can't see what she can see. We're inside the room. And just out of his butt, he pulls this, like, it's like he's on Dick Cavett. You know, it's like, what? And then I'm just like, oh, I can't believe I just said that. I sound like an idiot. So I try and think of something really smart to say. You can't see what she sees. Because the window. And I was just retarded.
You actually should have brought up the Clifford books. Yes. About the big dog. You sign books now.
Books. Sign my books. So, yeah. And there was like two or three of these sort of exchanges where, you know, Brent is just able to say, yeah, it's curious because yeah, why can't we, we're not looking where she's looking and this whole thing. And I'm just like, yeah, it's sunny outside, but it's dark in the room. Yeah, it was dreadful. And
that's because he just didn't care. So it's no big deal.
So this Monday, I really, really almost didn't go to the book signing because I thought, what if I get up there and I give him the book to sign and he says, what do you think of the book? And I say something just equally stupid because the cover of the book is, it's like Lego action, little Lego people. And all I could think of was, because I haven't read the book yet, because I was buying the book at the book signing, because that's what they want you to do. That's the little bookstore thing. I just thought, what if he asked me about the book? What am I going to say? And the whole drive up there, I had the radio muted, and I was practicing in my head.
Oh, that's bad news.
Something
you're
really smart and insightful, when all I knew about the book was that it had the Lego people on the cover. And I can't even tell you how relieved I was that he just was like, hi, how's it going? And I said,
Lego my ego.
I said, Lego, she looks out the window. You can't see where she's looking.
I play with Legos.
Yeah.
Lego looks.
I had a sandwich for breakfast.
Look, Brent. We're Brent.
We're Brent.
Brent.
Hey, like to get with Brent.
Okay, so without having to admit that you're not cool, Andy.
I don't think I've ever been starstruck. I have yet to meet starstruck. Anybody that I'm really that impressed with.
You met Christy Brinkley once.
Really quickly, we switched seats with her at a Billy Joel concert.
And
that was when I stole tickets. But I used to work at Music Plus, and before the doors opened, so everybody knows, you would pull off the first seven tickets.
Yeah. Of course.
And that's what we did. So, yeah, we got front row to Billy Joel, and because I was like, oh, what the hell? I'm here, and the sale's going on. And, yeah, at the concert, we looked three rows back, and Christy Brinkley's there with the first kid,
nice.
Christy Brinkley, not Brickley.
Brinkley.
And, the manager came over and asked if we wanted to switch seats with her.
Wow.
And we looked back, we're like, fuck off. It's not. Oh, my God, it is her. As soon as I could actually get up without having a giant pup tent, we switched seats. It was a trip. Nice. So it was like, wow, I switched seats with her. That's about a start.
Did you actually exchange words?
No, not at all.
No.
We got up, moved back. She got up, moved forward.
Thank
that
you
was
for
about
the
it.
Tickets.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It was the other way around.
You're uptown girl.
It was the other way around. We didn't have front row. We had like fifth row, and she had front row, and she wanted to switch. She didn't want to be in the front.
Right in the front.
Right.
Front row is usually one of the worst seats ever, though.
Yeah, well, she also, it was right next to him. It was like as close as you and me are, like 2 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of a trip, but I don't know. I've never been starstruck.
No.
Ever.
Justin? No.
I don't care.
I can't.
Marlon Brando. That was kind of starstruck.
Yeah,
but I mean, you were able to speak to him.
Yeah,
right? I mean, you were.
Yeah, it's not like you were just hobbita hobbita.
Yeah.
When strange one was I stuck in a room with O.J. Simpson on a
pre
movie
or
called,
post
pre. He was filming a movie called Frogman, which never came out. Because
that's right. I saw photographs of that movie because it was like, I think it was like an NBC movie.
Yeah.
It was going to be a show even.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They were testing it out like, hey, it's a movie.
Yeah.
If it works, we'll do a show.
But they decided to just not make a show with an alleged murder.
So you were trapped in a room with O.J. Simpson?
Was in a room with, talk about a callback, with craft service.
Hey,
we were
good
both
job.
Looking for food and he was bitching about there being no food there. And I said, well, they got some Starburst. He's all, that's it? He's all, I'll take care of this. And then
the craft service
minutes
lady
later,
was found dead.
Yes.
No, 20 minutes later.
suddenly there was a gluttony of tomato soup.
Yeah. The craft service lady was dead, and there was delicious Domino's pizzas delivered. No, there was like 8 pizzas delivered like 20 minutes later.
With human blood for sauce?
With human blood for sauce. Who's the first famous person you ever saw in person?
First famous?
Saw or met?
I mean, like, saw like on the street.
I have a good one. I totally remember the first famous person.
Who was it?
Met.
Go ahead.
I might have to venture in. Just Kenny Rogers.
Where would you see him?
A good one.
That's
Villa Park.
Yes, that's also one of the first ones I saw.
Yeah, I tried to chase him down in my car, and he had a
He tried to chase Kenny Rogers down in your car.
Was this in that Vista Cruiser you said?
Oh, hell yeah. I was
so you're chasing Kenny Rogers in a Vista Cruiser.
Yeah, the big baller Vista Cruiser, dude. It had a V8. Man, that thing was...
Oh, man.
Wait, so Kenny, I could picture Kenny Rogers running terrified down the street.
He had no concept who I was.
Was he in a red Corvette or something? Oh, yeah. Like that? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, he was in a car.
Yeah,
I thought he was like on the sidewalk and you're like running him down.
No, I'm not trying to just take him out.
Mr. Rogers.
I just like the idea that maybe Kenny Rogers thought this like suburban housewife, because you know you're driving that station wagon.
Well, when I had the hippie hair too.
There's some like suburban housewife that just wants to jump him so badly that she's jeopardizing life and limb chasing him through the suburbs.
Poor Kenny.
But I was in the car with you one time, and and Kenny Rogers. Maybe that was the time. I was next to. I was with Craig, and I looked over. I go, look at that guy. That guy looks just like Kenny Rogers. Like, that is Kenny Rogers.
And he was in a red Corvette?
He was in a red Corvette.
What year was this? Like 86, 87?
87, 86 or 7,
89.
So it was a while ago.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Oh, God.
Wow. So what about you, Justin?
First celebrity was a Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah, that's a good
one. He's coming out of Tower Records. And
he's awesome.
My stepdad, you know, wants us to meet a famous person. He was really great about it. He practically hit him with the car. Pulls up maybe one tire on the curb.
What is up with the running down celebrity?
Pulls up in what car? What car can you pull up on Ricardo Montalban?
It would have to be a Chrysler
Cordoba.
It was a Chrysler Cordoba.
With Corinthian leather.
With Corinthian leather. Yes. And that was the same day we also saw Ron Polillo, Arnold Horseshack.
Ron Polillo, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in Friday the 13th Part 6.
Yes, he was.
Wow. Sorry. I know. It's very weird.
Not so much that that's not impressive, but that you knew Horseshack's first real name.
Ron Polillo.
Yeah. Well, he got his autograph. I'm like, what the hell does that say?
You're not John Travolta.
You sure don't spell Horseshack like that.
There's no P in Horseshack, yeah. You dumbass. That's really, really obscure.
Come on.
You watch Across Superstars?
Well, yeah.
Do you remember a really, really... Okay. It was like in fourth grade. We had a field trip to the Special Olympics. I'm not shitting you.
Now, when you say field trip.
Probably the worst field trip ever. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Spectators.
Spectators or participants. Yeah, Special Olympics.
Spectator or participant.
It could have been both. It was fourth grade. And it was Miss Rosenheck. That was my fourth grade teacher.
Rosenheck?
I can't forget the name. When I saw Fletch, it made me laugh because Rose and everything. So, yeah, we went to the shittiest field trip ever, to the Special Olympics. Big Croft Superstars fan back then.
Yeah.
And do you remember Bigfoot and Wild Boy?
No.
Nobody.
Nobody. Yes. Vaguely.
Oh,
I met Wild Boy.
Okay.
I was quite fucking ecstatic.
Just for the record.
And I actually have his autograph somewhere in the house still to this day, if I could find it. And that same day, I met the guy. Oh, shit. You know the trainer from Rocky II, the black guy, the trainer guy?
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but yeah, I met him that day too. I had no idea who he was, but man, I was going nuts over Wild Boy.
I also went to the Special Olympics back in the early 80s. I also went
Wild Boy.
But there was much better that we had the Sean Cassidy, the Christopher Atkins, the Dick Sargent? No, not Dick Sargent. Who was the guy after? Dick York?
Dick York was first. Dick Sargent was second.
Dick Sargent.
Yeah.
Was there. That's the gay one, right?
Yeah.
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 Well, they're both dead.
Yeah.
Dick Sargent did so many wonderful things in his life, professionally and privately, and he'll always be remembered as either the second Dick
or the
gay one.
The gay Darren.
The gay Darren.
So, yeah, that's my first celebrity encounter, is meeting Wild Boy of Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
That's not
special. That's my favorite. I like that. That's fucking incredible.
Yeah. And then in parentheses, at the Special Olympics.
At the Special Olympics.
And the funny thing is, to this day, I don't have any memory. After meeting Wild Boy, I was done.
That's because you fell over and you didn't have your helmet on.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, Toby, you're up now.
Well, first I'm just celebrity. Trying to think about the first celebrity. Probably the first year I moved to California from Chicago.
Which was?
I moved here in 88. So okay. It would have been around. Oh, actually, though, it must have been a little bit later.
I thought you moved in 86.
No, moved in 88. We lived in Anaheim Hills. I'm coming down Knoll Ranch Road, and Knoll Ranch Road is kind of it's a longer, twisty road, and there's a good, I would say probably a good quarter to half a mile with no lights, no turn. I'm coming down that hill. At the time, I had a black Pontiac Fiero, which at the time I thought was cool, and now when I see them, I just think I was very lame. And there's a guy on a motorcycle. And as I'm going down the hill, this guy on the motorcycle is riding right next to me. And I look over, And as I look over, I'm looking at the guy on the motorcycle, and I'm trying to remember what class I have with this guy because he's one of the guys I know from school. And as I'm looking over, trying to remember what class I have with the guy, I slowly start to cross the line into his lane.
Whoop, nice.
Like, and I'm just like, I mean, I wasn't, because there weren't those little thumpy things on the road, so it wasn't super noticeable.
Drunk bumps.
At like the very last second, I realized that it was actually Dustin Nguyen from 21 Jump Street.
Oh my God!
He's riding
Asian
his motorcycle.
Dude from
the Asian guy from 21 Jump Street.
Nice.
And I
I'm surprised you ever pulled that out of your head at all.
Well, I used to watch 21 Jump Street a lot.
Okay.
And so I snapped the wheel out of the way just in time. And actually, as I snapped the wheel out of the way, and it kind of makes the tires make that. That's when he realizes that this car was almost careening right into him. And then we get to the very bottom of the hill, and there's a light, and we're both stopped at the light, and I kind of look over again because you got to bear in mind, I'm driving, and he's on. He's on the other side of the passenger side, so he's kind of far away, and so I look over to see if he's like looking over, and I can tell that he's totally doing that. I'm looking over, but not looking over.
Yeah, thing. Like please don't look back, please don't look back.
And I'm like, do I acknowledge like, hey, you're 21 Jump Street guy, that's not Johnny Depp,
and I almost killed you,
or do I just go, hey, I'm really sorry, I almost you know. Wiped you all over.
You should have called him Peter Deluise just to see what he did.
You know, it's funny. Last week on Dustin Nguyen's podcast, he was talking about some asshole trying to trying to run him down in a fucking Fiero.
Back in 88, the some bitch.
Moving on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Of this podcast, or if you just liked it, you send an email to thesmartpatrol.net@gmail.com. Thank you very much, pudding.